Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Arena REIT FY21 results. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rob de Vos, Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to Arena REIT's results presentation for the 2021 financial year. Our announcement, investor presentation, and financial statements were released to the ASX earlier this morning. My name's Rob de Vos, Arena's Managing Director, and joining me on the call today is Gareth Winter, Arena's Chief Financial Officer. Before commencing our presentation today, and recognizing that many participants on the call are in lockdown and some for the second year running, on behalf of the Arena team, I'd like to acknowledge the challenges the pandemic has presented, but also acknowledge the resilience and support that we've seen from our stakeholders through this period. I'd particularly like to thank our tenant partners for their tenacity and their ability to continue delivering essential services to Australian communities. In our usual format, today's presentation will include an overview of the highlights for the financial year and an update on our performance against strategy. Gareth will provide insight into Arena's financial results and capital management position, and I'll close the presentation with an update on portfolio operations and commentary on Arena's outlook. As always, there'll be an opportunity for questions at the end of the presentation. Moving into the presentation on page three, and despite the external challenges, I'm pleased to report that financial year 21 has been a successful year for the business. We've made solid progress against our investment objective and ultimately achieved strong outcomes across the portfolio, which has contributed to strong investment outcomes and ongoing positive outcomes for the many communities across Australia that use our properties. Our highlights for the period include a record statutory profit of $165 million, underlying cash-based net operating profit of $51.9 million, which is up 18.5% on financial year 20. We've seen further valuation growth across the portfolio, contributing to an increase in net asset value, which is up 15% over the 12-month period. We've deployed $106 million of capital into exciting new projects in Victoria, New South Wales, South Australia, Western Australia and Queensland. We've taken the opportunity of strong direct market conditions and divested six older early learning properties at a premium of 16% on prevailing book value, and we've recycled those proceeds back into our development pipeline, which now includes 15 projects with an anticipated total cost of $91 million. We've collaborated with our tenant partners that has provided the opportunity to do more for the environment, and at the same time significantly increased the portfolio WALE, which now sits at over 20 years and by far the longest in the Australian listed REIT market. Obviously, this is consistent with our objective of providing our investors predictable distributions over the long term. Gearing remains below 20%, providing balance sheet capacity to take advantage of new opportunities that are consistent with our strategy. And we've distributed 14.8 cents per security in financial year 21, which reflected a 6% increase on financial year 20. And today, we're providing distribution guidance for financial year 22 of 15.8 cents per security, reflecting an increase of 6.8% on financial year 21. So pleasing operational and financial outcomes in an active period for the business. Moving on to the next slide. And underpinning those positive outcomes achieved through the year is Arena's consistent approach, strong industry relationships, and high conviction on maintaining our discipline and executing on strategy. Highlights for the period under the team's key focus areas are the extension of portfolio WALE for over 20 years, which is principally a result of collaborating with our largest tenant partner, Goodstart, to extend 87 leases for a further 25 years in a program where Arena is responsible for installing solar power systems across all of our Goodstart-owned sites. This is a great outcome for all stakeholders, with environmental benefits from a reduction in carbon emissions of over 1,000 metric tonnes per annum, benefits to our tenant partner from meaningfully reducing their utility costs, and benefits to the community as those savings will be reinvested back into children's programs. The cost of the installation program, which is anticipated to be around $5 million, will be borne by Arena and offset against securing over $610 million of future rent. During the year, we sold six early learning centres that, relative to the balance of the portfolio, are older and less efficient, for total proceeds of $17 million and a premium of 16% to book value. And we've seen further valuation growth across the portfolio of $108 million for the full year. Passing yield for the portfolio is now 5.77%, having compressed by 45 basis points. We've maintained 100% occupancy across the portfolio, which has been the case for now over 5 years. And this achievement really highlights the quality of the portfolio, the strong underlying fundamentals that support the social infrastructure sector, and the proactive asset management programs undertaken by the Arena team. Average rental growth was 3.3% across the portfolio. It is worth noting that this includes the 25 FY20 market reviews that achieved an increase of 6.5%, which is consistent with results from prior periods. During the period, we made further progress on our renewable energy program that is focused on collaborating with our tenant partners in an attempt to install and promote the use of solar and reduce the energy intensity of our portfolio. We also completed 6 refurbishment programs with 2 tenant partners, which provide for better amenity for families, better rents to Arena, and a reduction in terminal value risks of those properties. In relation to rent relief programs, all of our tenant partners remain compliant with agreements struck in FY20, and we've received 100% of contracted rent through the year. We've acquired 7 operating properties, 6 in metropolitan Melbourne and 1 in Brisbane. Each have been acquired on our preferred long-term triple net lease, and in aggregate cost $40 million, and have provided a net initial yield on all costs, including transaction costs, of 6.1%, and an initial weighted average lease term of 27 years. In addition, we've completed 14 early learning centre developments with 5 new and existing tenant partners. These projects had a total investment cost of $74 million and a net initial yield on all costs, again including transaction costs, of 6.6%. We've replenished our development pipeline with the acquisition of 9 new early learning centre development sites. Each of those have been pre-committed on a new 20-year triple net lease, and combined they have a forecast cost of $54 million. Moving on to an update on the COVID impacts on the business on slide 5. And as I mentioned at the start of the call, we're very aware of the challenges that the pandemic has had and is continuing to have on many of our stakeholders. As Arena's portfolio exclusively accommodates essential community services, we've been somewhat sheltered from the financial impacts that other businesses are dealing with. Nevertheless, we remain vigilant in assessing the direct and indirect risks of the pandemic, including the risk of heightened inflation during and following the recovery period, which is a risk that Arena is well positioned for. At an operational level, all of Arena's properties are open and trading, delivering essential services. We've received 100% of contracted rent paid to June 21 and therefore have no arrears. All repayments of deferred rent agreed in financial year 20 that has fallen due has also been paid. Progress on our development and origination programs has largely been unaffected to date. Looking forward, our medical centres will play an important role in assisting the national vaccination program. And whilst attendances are reduced at both medical centres and early learning centres during lockdown periods, there is precedent for strong rebounds for those seeking elective procedures, as well as families resuming routine programs for early learning. What has been consistent through the pandemic period is the efforts by the federal government to ensure that early learning services remain open and viable, not just for now, but for the important contribution they make to an enduring economic recovery, allowing parents and carers to get back into the workforce and providing opportunity for better financial security, particularly for women. Moving to the next slide. During the year, Arena released its 2020 sustainability report, which provides the detail on our commitment to strategies that address sustainability challenges and opportunities faced by our business and our stakeholders. We've made good progress throughout the year on these strategies, including a material increase in the use of renewable energy, reducing our tenant partners' utility costs and reducing the negative impacts on the environment. We've increased our stakeholder engagement, which has allowed us to collaborate and create partnerships for positive change. And we've also identified new sustainability priorities for the business, which will be presented in our 2021 sustainability report, which will be released next month. Sustainability is fundamental to our investment approach, and we think that that approach best positions our business to achieve positive long-term commercial outcomes. Our development activities are not designed for short-term profits. They're designed to be flexible and efficient for our tenant partners with sustainable rents for the long term. which allows our tenant partners to focus on their core purpose of delivering essential services to Australian communities. With a disciplined investment process and being an internalised manager with strong governance protocols means that we are aligned with investors for the long term. We are looking for sustainable growth in our financial metrics, not short-term scale. Our partnership approach promotes ongoing business and mutually beneficial outcomes for all of our stakeholders. And if we do all of these things well, not only will we achieve those positive sustainability and commercial outcomes, we will continue to broaden our universe of capital providers, the growing number of investors seeking better sustainability and social impact attributes from businesses they invest in. And in that context, Arena is very well positioned. I'll now pass you over to Gareth to provide detail on our financial results.
Thanks, Rob, and good morning, everyone. Just turning to page 8 of the presentation, you will find a summary of Arena's operating income statement for the year, which shows the 18% increase in net operating profit to $52 million and a statutory profit of $55 million for the year. A reconciliation of net operating profit to statutory profit is included in the appendix to the presentation, with the most substantial reconciling item being the periodic revaluation of investment property. Operating EPS of 15.2 cents is 4.5% higher than FY20 and was in line with our expectations. The key driver of the increase in operating profit is the 11% increase in property income, which has been derived from a combination of rent reviews and capital deployment. Like-for-like rent reviews averaged 3.3%, noting that this includes market rent reviews for around 10% of the portfolio, agreed at an average rate of 6.5%. Arena's ongoing program of investment in ELC developments and new acquisitions contributed to earnings via capital deployment of $106 million in FY21, including the completion of 14 ELC developments and the acquisition of 7 operating ELCs in conjunction with tenant partners. There was also capital recycling of $17 million from the sale of 6 ELCs at a 16% premium to book value. Some specific comments in relation to rent collections in FY21. Arena's portfolio has demonstrated high resilience throughout the pandemic period. There are presently no rent arrears and all of contracted rent for FY21 has been received, including the collection of $1.4 million of deferred rent. COVID-related rent deferrals were relatively short-term, with 72% of rent deferred in FY20 received in FY21, with all $2.1 million of remaining deferred rent scheduled to be received within the next 2.5 years. Deferred rent has been previously recognised in income and is booked as a receivable, with only the cash inflow to come. And just looking at some other line items, other income includes fees from our healthcare property syndicate, which was extended by investors for a further 2-year term in late 2020, and interest income. Property expenses primarily increased due to additional allowances for independent valuations and property inspections due to growth in the portfolio. There was a modest increase in operating expenses in FY21, primarily due to costs related to the growth of the business, including custodian and corporate insurances, and also some expenditure related to the ongoing development and advancement of Arena's ESG programs. Pleasingly, and this points to the benefit of our internalised management platform, is that revenues increased by a comparative $6 million and cash OPEX increased by less than $100K in FY21. The reduction in finance costs reflects a combination of the reduced cost of borrowing and the significant expansion of development WIP, increasing the capitalisation of interest, which was $3.6 million in FY21 versus $2.1 million in FY20. The average monthly development WIP balance was circa $60 million during FY21 compared to around $35 million in FY20. The overall cost of borrowing has reduced to 2.65% compared to 3.15% at June 20, primarily as a result of lower swap rates. The higher statutory profit of $165 million is due to the growth in net operating earnings and also the higher positive asset revaluations of $108 million in FY21 versus $37 million in FY20. Given the substantial deployment of capital in FY21 and greater clarity on the impact of COVID-19 on tenant operations, Arena's FY21 distribution guidance was upgraded in December to 14.8 cents per security, representing growth of 5.7% on FY20. As Rob mentioned, we've given guidance today for FY22 distributions of 15.8 cents per security, representing growth of 6.8%. With that growth due to the annualisation of capital deployed in FY21 and we would also expect our payout ratio to be consistent with recent years. Page 9 presents the waterfall chart of EPS for FY21. This demonstrates the relativity of individual items supporting EPS growth, noting that the rent abatement has no impact in FY21 and that the key drivers of growth remain ongoing rent reviews and the deployment of capital into development and acquisitions. Also notable is the effect of the capital raising performed in late FY20, with our relatively low gearing throughout FY21 providing substantial opportunity for further accretive investments into FY22 as the remainder of that capital is deployed. Turning to page 10, this slide presents a summary of Arena's balance sheet. The full balance sheet is in the appendix to the presentation. Key points to note are that the growth in total assets is due to the $106 million invested in acquisitions and developments in FY21. The asset revaluations of $108 million, which is also the primary driver of the 15% increase in the asset value per security, less a reduction in cash holdings, which reduced by about $70 million over the course of the year as we felt more comfortable holding less cash throughout FY21. Net gearing at just under 20% is well below Arena's maximum gearing range of circa 35 to 40%. However, this level of gearing provides substantial liquidity to fund the existing pipeline of developments and will enable us to continue to take advantage of growth opportunities at a low incremental cost of capital. It also provides a buffer around any future market volatility. Gearing is expected to increase by around 3% as the existing development projects are completed. Turning to page 11 and the capital management summary. Our approach to capital management continues to prioritise resilience and risk reduction. At 30 June, we had $90 million of immediately available liquidity through our debt facility to cover the $57 million of development commitments. This, in combination with our modest gearing, allows us to actively consider further growth opportunities. The weighted average debt term is 3.7 years with no expiry before March 2024. This incorporates the recent extension of our March 23 expiry, which was extended out to March 26 in July. Our all-in cost of debt has reduced to 2.65%, with interest rate hedge cover presently at 81%. If interest rates remain around existing levels, we expect that our average cost of debt will further reduce over time as there remains positive reversion value in the hedge book. Finally, I will note that Arena operates well within the requirements of our debt facility, and we have very substantial headroom in both our LVR and ICR covenants. I'll now hand you back to Rob, who will update you on Arena's property portfolio. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Gareth. I'm now on page 13. So as of 30 June, Arena owned 249 properties across Australia with a value of about $1.1 billion. The portfolio is approximately 66 hectares, predominantly residentially zoned, with improvements that are almost exclusively purpose-built for our tenant partners. The portfolio accommodates over 20,000 families in their early learning needs, as well as contributing to the needs of 8 communities' primary healthcare needs in our medical centre portfolio and 35 people with high physical support needs in our SDA portfolio. The portfolio is in great shape. There's the longest contracted rent profile in the REIT sector, and to give that some context, the value of contracted future rent is well in excess of the current total portfolio value. We have an exceptionally strong occupancy record, having had no vacancy for over 5 years. The portfolio has low single asset concentration, with the largest single asset accounting for only 2% of the value of the portfolio. The land and building rate remains under $1,700 a metre, which looks like compelling value when measured against other real estate asset classes. The passing yield is 5.77%, which has seen compression of 45 basis points in the last 12 months, which added with rent increases has provided for valuation growth of just under 12%. With increased investor interest in social infrastructure property, the current low interest rate environment and recent strong direct market evidence, we see the likelihood of further yield compression and as such the likelihood of further valuation growth in the short term. Sector diversity for the portfolio has not materially changed in the period, and geographically we have over 83% of the portfolio located in the high population areas of the eastern seaboard states. In terms of tenant diversification, we continue to improve our spread of tenant partners, now totalling 32, with 27% of Arena's income supported by Australia's largest early learning provider, Good Start. Moving on to the lease expiry profile, and as you can see in this graph on this slide, we have only 10% of the portfolio's income expiring in the next decade, and no material concentration of expiries in any year to beyond 2044. These are obviously very long-term cash flows, that have annual escalations providing real growth to our security holders. All of the leases are triple net with no exposure to variable property expenses, so highly efficient and highly predictable. Every one of our Early Learning Centre properties and our SDA properties provides us important business operating information data, and that assists us in our asset management and capital allocation decisions. And that's been an important tool for us in assisting the portfolio remain 100% occupied for over 5 years. Moving on to our rent review profile on page 15. And here on this slide, we've broken down our rent review structures for FY22, 23 and FY24. At the bottom of the first column, you can see that 76.5% of this financial year's income is subject to a review at the higher of CPI and a fixed amount, which is generally 2.5% or 3%. Moving up the same column, 11.2% of this year's income is subject to a CPI increase. If you add those two components together, that is the dark blue and the dark grey components, you can see that at least 87% of this financial year's income will escalate at least as high as CPI, providing strong inflation protection. Further up the same column, we have 9% of fixed reviews, which will average to around 2.9% through the year, and 3.4% of income is subject to a market review. And each of those market reviews have now been resolved at an average increase of 6.5%. It's a similar profile of annual rent reviews in financial year 23. And in financial year 24, we have more market rent reviews, totaling 16% of that year's income. All of those reviews have a collar at the passing rent. In other words, the rent can't go backwards. And half of the reviews are subject to a 7.5% increase, a cap I should say, 7.5% increase cap, and whilst the other half have no cap on increase. Moving on to page 16, our origination programs are performing well. We've secured a targeted pipeline of quality early learning centre development projects that will complement the portfolio and deliver future earnings growth. The 14 projects that we completed in the financial year 21 were designed and completed to suit each individual tenant's operations, and we and our five tenant partners are very pleased with the new additions to the portfolio and particularly pleased with our Coomera development with Edge Early Learning that won the Best Community Service Facility at the Master Builders Award night in the Gold Coast a fortnight ago, so great stuff there. Looking forward, in total, our development pipeline has 15 Early Learning Centre projects that are located in Queensland, Victoria, South Australia and New South Wales with a total forecast cost of $91 million, of which we have capital expenditure outstanding of $57 million. We anticipate that the average initial yield on all costs for these projects will be 6.2%. Each of these development projects are being undertaken on a fund-through basis, and we've secured agreement for leases with existing tenant partners on every project in our standard 20-year triple net lease format. Arena is a leader in early learning development and has an enviable record in executing on its development pipeline. Over a third of our early learning portfolio has been developed by us since listing in 2013. And in that time, we've completed 54 developments with 13 tenant partners across all states and territories except the ACT. Moving on to the next slide, and as has been well been publicised, the federal government's support for the early learning sector through the pandemic has been significant, and for the very most part, well designed and well received by operators that required support, particularly through the early lockdown periods. Both major political parties and Australian communities more generally recognise that a well-performing early learning sector is integral to assisting parents and carers, and particularly females, get back into the workforce in the short term and ongoing on a sustainable basis. There's also a growing awareness of the positive lifelong learning prospects of children that attend early learning services and the broader role that plays in creating a more socially and emotionally well-adjusted community and a more qualified and productive workforce in future generations. The macro drivers supporting early learning sector continue to be positive, with increases in female workforce participation and children using long day care services, which now sits at a 52% national participation rate. In relation to supply, net new supply of early learning centres was consistent with FY20. Across the country, there were a net addition of 297 centres against a net addition of 294 centres in financial year 20. So that's net growth of about 3.6% over the last couple of years. Moving on to the next slide. Arena's early learning portfolio is in a strong position. We're 100% occupied with 100% of contracted rent collected through financial year 21. Every one of our early learning centres is open and trading, and every one of those centres is providing us business operating data, and that data provides us important information, as I mentioned, that assists asset management and capital allocation decisions. It also provides us insight into the general health of the sector. And as we've done in previous reporting periods, we've included operating data up to the prior quarter, and that data for our portfolio provides average underlying operator occupancy has increased marginally over the 12 months from March 20 to March 21. Daily fee growth has also increased to reflect an average of $114 per day, which remains significantly below the government's benchmark fee of $135 per day. As you can see on the graph at the bottom of the page, the government's funding package continues to suit our early learning centre portfolio, which is typically geared towards middle-income families. And to give this some context, 97% of our early learning centres have daily fees under the government's childcare subsidy benchmark fee as of March. Our average rent per place across the portfolio has increased marginally to $2,549 per place. Given that we've developed more than a third of the portfolio over the last 5 years, it remains highly affordable in our view. Despite strong rent increases across the portfolio, rent affordability has improved for our tenant partners with net rent to revenue ratio of 11% as of March. Moving on to the next slide. And our healthcare portfolio continues to perform to our expectation. And like early learning, the macro trends for healthcare also remain positive. A higher number of people are moving into the older age brackets, and a higher proportion of the population is living with chronic illness, which underpins an increased need for healthcare services and the infrastructure to accommodate those services. We've seen increased interest in Australian healthcare property, which is reflected in an increase in asset values for our healthcare portfolio. And whilst we continue to be attracted to new opportunities in the healthcare property market and aspire to grow this part of the portfolio, we've no desire to rush while the market is heated and grow simply for scale's sake. In our usual discipline way, we're looking for quality over the long term that will support our investment objective on a sustainable basis. Moving on to the outlook. And today we're announcing full year distribution guidance for financial year 22 of 15.8 cents per security, an increase of 6.8% on financial year 21. The portfolio is in a strong position, 100% occupied, 100% of rent collected through the year, a very long WALE with transparent, highly predictable rent profile that has inflation protection. Income growth is underpinned by those contracted annual rent increases, as well as the impact of our financial year 21 and financial year 22 acquisition and development completions. Looking forward, early learning and healthcare services are integral to economic recovery and improving community outcomes. And those important themes underpin Arena's portfolio value and investment objective of providing long-term predictable distributions to our security holders with prospects for growth. We have substantial balance sheet capacity to take advantage of new opportunities that are consistent with our strategy, with gearing at less than 20% and no debt expiring falling due until March 24. Our experienced management team has strong industry relationships and in-house development and origination expertise that will assist us in sourcing future opportunities in a disciplined manner. In closing, I'd like to thank our team and our tenant partners for contributing to the positive investment portfolio and community outcomes that have been achieved in financial year 21. That concludes the formal part of today's presentation. Thanks very much, and thank you everyone for your attendance on the call today. It obviously concludes the briefing. Please don't hesitate to reach out to Sam, Gareth or I with any questions, and we look forward to seeing a number of you, albeit virtually, over the next coming days and weeks. Thanks very much.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.